fella told me that she swallowed pumpkin seed.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
Well, what about if you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, you know, the woman that you might send for?
Well, there's been many one of them born that I've known.
What do you call it?
Well, most generally have some old woman if they can get them. Sometimes they didn't. Sometimes I've known the daddy had to do it. Time I was big enough to know about, we had an old woman doctor in the town, in the neighborhood. Her name was old lady. She was an old midwife doctor. And every once in a while, they did an old woman in the country, maybe had her whole bunch of kids already raised and grown and everything. They'd use her. That's been used a whole lot. Not in the last 25 years. The last 25 years, it's been more and more. Most generally, they have arrangements to go to hospital.
Have you ever heard the midwife call a granny woman?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they call them.
Well, what about if a boy has the same color hair as his father and the same color eyes and his nose shaped about the same? You say that the boy...
Well, I guess they'd say it looks like his daddy.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say, well, he takes after his...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of girls that are that. Mm-hmm. I know girls that just detect about their daddy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What about if you had... if the house was full of people like your cousins and your aunts and your uncles and your nephews and people like that, you'd say the house was full of your...
Well, you'd probably say the house was full of kin folks.
Uh-huh. But what about, say if somebody was telling you about another man who looked something like you? You might say, yeah, noisy, aren't they? Anyway, say, talk about somebody, if somebody's telling you about a man that looks like you, you might say, well, he might look like me, but I don't believe I'm any.
Oh, they've got a grave right down here. It's a little way down here on Friday. Their name is Charlie Ride. I've seen people call me Charlie Ride very often.
Is that right?
Yeah. But there ain't no kin.
Uh-huh. What would you call somebody who came into town that nobody'd ever seen before? You'd say he's a...
Call him a newcomer, yeah.
What about somebody who comes from another country? What would you call him?